I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of your very favorite Muslim lady. Well, this is Asma. Once more, I have the honor to be at your service. And in here, I have a very dear friend, Sister Nasreen. And I would love her to introduce herself at the very beginning of today's episode. Assalamu alaikum, sister, and welcome.
Alaikum salam. Thank you for inviting me here so that you could listen to my opinion, allow me to give my opinion and my ideas. I don't know what you want me to say. I'm from England and I live here. Mm-hmm. And I'm always ready to discuss Islamic issues.
Very
actually.
Good. That's all what we need in here in Muslim Lady, which is all related to the concerns of ladies from all around the world. So wherever you are, I hope you're doing well and everything is just so okay with you. So in today's world, becoming a mother and at the same time having many other stuffs in your plate is a very challenging thing, to the point that many girls and many wives would prefer not to have children at all, not to have babies, because they're busy enough doing their own jobs. Like if she has to work and once she's back home, she has to cook, she has to take care of her husband, she has to take care of house, everything.
Do we know a role of a woman? Or are we making it up according to society?
No. As a woman, like as a lady who's been spending her entire life for her education, now she's got a degree, she wants to be fruitful and be a part of the society.
Exactly.
To be an active
this
part
is
of
a
it.
Secular understanding.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
I study here, and I want to flourish, what I've learned.
We here, what is flourishing? What is success? What is knowledge? You know, we have to go back to the origins. We're just assuming that filling our head with words from secular books is education. No, it's not. You know, it doesn't mean you're a PhD that you know anything.
Sure, I agree with that.
Okay.
Your degree is not going to add to your knowledge.
The only way, look, we're secularizing life. We are seeing Islam on one side, the path to the Zuhur, which is our mission today.
Reappearance,
right?
Actually.
Okay, so the Zuhur. Zuhur doesn't mean reappearance. Zuhur, with an abjad of 1111, means the manifestation of spirituality.
Yeah.
That's what it means.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's what it means, this is not from my own opinion.
So what do you suggest? Now I'm a girl.
I suggest that we go back to the Quran and let Allah guide us, not letting society and social media and our parents who also have been conditioned for what is a... This is all women's liberation. You know, go back to the origin. What did Lady Fatima... How did Lady Zainab become Lady Zainab? We say, be like Lady Zainab. I can't be like Lady Zainab if you don't teach me how to build myself to become a Lady Zainab.
So I should be educated, and once I'm educated...
What is education?
To improve myself, to develop
myself
into a better version of myself.
Okay, but from what? If the heart, by Imam Reza... terms, is more important than the mind. Why are we spending 90% of our time on the mind and we're leaving the heart because we don't have time because we're tired spending it on the mind?
Like I'm working on my mind, as you just said, if we take education as the study and improvement of the mind. And then I work
it's
on my heart.
It's not the study and improvement of the mind. It's a filling. If you think of a computer,
mm-hmm.
The processor is the most important. The processor is the power. Right? The hard drive is reading books. It doesn't make you better. It strengthens the muscle of the brain. That's it. We don't know the self. We don't know the physical body. Do you know that? The Quran is a university. It's a hadith. The Quran is a university. The Imam said, get as much as you can from Allah's university. Where did I find it? In the Quran. How long did it take me? 5 days. How? Okay, that's another program, but I can answer the questions.
Yeah, that would be very interesting. So let's go for a break and then we come back to see what's with today's Muslim lady.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
Just to get an idea of my Weltanschauung, my world view. I'm half Western, half Eastern, born in London, lived in 9 different countries, 3 different states, traveled 27 countries, been to different ummahs in the world. I work on social media. I have 25 blogs at least, maybe it's more now. And growing.
And university has done nothing
and
to
I
you?
I have been to university. I have studied my master's in applied ethics.
Yeah.
And undergraduate in America. I put on hijab in America, in Florida. And I came to the understanding through Islam, the understandings that people who have PhDs in the Western secular universities and institutions haven't understood yet. How to fix mental health, for example. They're still looking into it. They can't even fix autism. Autism is very simple. It's a disconnection of the heart from the brain through the third eye. That's it.
And what is the cure for that?
What do you do for that? That's a little bit of a discussion, but it's easily fixed. It's not...
So, okay, remember that for another episode we have to talk about it. Because there are many, many Muslim ladies out there who are dealing with children like
this. They are dealing
this.
With it because they themselves are disconnected from their heart.
Oh, my God.
Because
again,
they're spending their time in the brain.
Okay, so we were talking about these women who have to create this balance between among their motherhood, them being a housewife, and them also being a member of the society, actively getting engaged in whatever. Actually, what they do in society is a must. Like, they have to take that pressure on their shoulders. They have to.
Who says?
Well, the structure of the society says.
No, the structure of society doesn't dictate. Allah dictates.
Okay, if I want to go to a doctor that is a woman, that woman has to study and then that
woman
has to...
Why do you have to go to a doctor?
No, now you're wiping out everything.
No, I'm not. Why are we taking drugs?
So if someone is suffering from cancer,
why are they suffering from...
She has to go to a doctor.
No, she doesn't. She has to fix her vibrations. When you fix the vibrations, increase the frequency of them, the body, the cancer can't live in the body anymore. The point is, rely on Allah. And how you go forward with your practice, you connect to the Quran, you connect to the Imam.
So you think...
Allah will guide you forward and will tell you, you know, will give you the satisfaction of not having to prove yourself in this dunya way is one of the,
so,
you know.
Just answer my question. Do you believe that there's no way for a woman to balance, like if we consider, like what you said is a different story, but then I'm just saying that in today's world, do you think there's no way possible for a woman to make a balance between motherhood and working outside the home?
That's not my point. The point is, I have nothing, it's not about me anyway. It's like Islam doesn't actually have anything against a woman working outside.
So,
the point is, the woman must get perspective on what is her role here to begin with, and then she will find the balance. You understand?
Yeah.
But she can't do that alone. We're trying to do everything with our nafs. But we have to rely on Allah's guidance. Guidance doesn't come from outside. It comes to the heart. and only the Quran and the Ahlul Bayt, we need to put that in the beginning of the day, every day, in order to know Imam Ali. I saw in the tafsir of Al-Mizan, he said, most of the believers are misguided because they're still on the level of Tawheed, believers. So there is a problem with our perception because we haven't fed our ruh, which automatically becomes connected with the third eye because they're both fed from the same way. You understand?
Yeah.
We cannot live without the Quran. We want to fix things by looking outwards at society. You're doing it with the questioning even, you know?
Yeah.
We can't. It's impossible. We have to always feel like we're in the sea relying on Allah. He said even for a shoelace. You know? We're trying to do everything with our nafs. You know, with our will. We're working. Our brain is telling which way we want to go. No, feed, rely. Do the practices. Like, there is a specific practice. I have it on my blog. A specific routine practice that we can do. And if we're doing that, you automatically release.
So first of all,
burden.
I have to question myself about what is my goal? What is my priority?
Yeah, but that is not, again, even questioning the priority is deception coming in. We think we're being truthful to ourselves, but the desire comes in, right?
Yeah.
And then there's already the battle.
So what should I do at the very first point?
At the very, we have to have a holistic plan. You know?
So because you now, you said that education and university is also connected to nafs.
Yeah, so...
So if I
if you're going to university, you still have to put the Quran first. You see? Because the Quran, it goes to your subconscious.
So that's what I think I'm doing. I think that I study because I want to help human beings because that's what God wants from me. If we search inside and figure out the questions that we have inside and feed that thing you were just talking about, feed the urge that exists in me with the breath and with recitation, then I would get connected to what?
Immediately.
Yeah, and then I wouldn't be deviated from what is actually planned for me.
You wouldn't be deceived.
Yeah. So,
because remember, Shaitan is the arch deceiver. So he's going to get you at each step of the way. You can't live in alignment with
him. There is no problem with me pursuing my education, but the problem is if that education gets to conquer me entirely, if that becomes the goal of my life.
If it makes you a secular person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess this is just an introduction to another episode, which I hope we would have, because still there are some more of details to talk about and to discuss. But this is all for today. I hope you have enjoyed that. Dear ladies, this was all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa rahmatullah.
Who is the lover? Allah. Who is Ar-Rahman? Allah. Who is Al-Mannan? La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger. To Allah is our return.
The Quran, given by God to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, more than 1400 years ago, as guidance for humanity. Quran speaks about women.
The Quran teaches the equality of men and women in the eyes of Allah.
Chapter 33, verse 35.
All praise is due to the one and only. He is the master of all creation.
Modesty and chastity are encouraged by the Quran, both for women and for men.
Chapter 24, verses 30 and 31.
He is the sustainer and the maintainer of the whole universe.
God created us from one male and one female and made us into nations and tribes so that we make to know one another, not to despise each other.
Chapter 49, verse 13. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah,
Muhammad is the messenger, so Allah is our return. The Quran has indicated worthy women in history just as it has mentioned such men, and has commended them greatly.
Chapter 3, verse 37. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.